Does Maitreya have any specific recommendations for living?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. He says the object of life is to be happy. Be happy by being detached. He says there's a very simple path. His path is very simple. He says, I'm not going to bring some new thing that you have to learn. What I've said, what I have to say has been said and known from the earliest time and has brought humanity forward all the time. But it takes discipline to actually do it. It's simple, but you can only not do it because we don't have the discipline.
What?
And the discipline is hard. That's why we are not like Maitreya or like the masters yet. But one day, all of us, without exception, will be masters. It's part of the human evolution. He says there are three things you should try, should work with on a daily basis.
Why?
Honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment. Honesty of mind, it says most people think one thing, do something else again, and do something else. They think one thing, say something else, and then do something else. So there's no direct line between what we think and what we do. There's no honesty. And the second thing is sincerity of spirit. He says the best way to realize what this is if you're having a heart-to-heart talk with an old and dear friend, that you talk to them straight, without pretense, without trying to be somebody else, without putting anything over on them. You give yourself totally, honestly, sincerely to the friend. That is honesty of spirit. And detachment, he says, is detachment from seeing yourself as this body with these emotions and these mental concepts. He says, these are not you. These are only vehicles for you, which is the self or the soul, to realize, experience at this level. These are vehicles through which the self can see the physical plane world and record it, but doesn't actually move. It doesn't actually do anything but observe. And the can only do that when you are detached, when you are not filled with emotion. Emotion, he says, is something which is as unreal as your dreams. You don't believe in your dreams when you wake up, but you believe in your emotions. You think you should be angry. You should be jealous. You should be fearful. These are only emotions, transitory, and they entrap you, and you cannot be free. True freedom only comes from detachment from your emotional body, from seeing yourself in the physical body. You're ill because you think that the physical body is full of aches and pains, so you experience aches and pains. But if you don't see yourself as a body, you don't experience it in that way. You see things as they are. And if you see things as they are, you are what you are.
Benjamin, what does the Maitreya want, anyway? What's his
He wants to help
here?
Us to evolve, to experience self or God realization.